In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. We celebrate during these days the Declaration of Independence, the independence of our country, that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, these are God-given rights. These do not come from the country. These come from the Lord. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And you see, the Declaration of Independence, what it was written, was not an independence from God, but a dependence on the God of Israel, a dependence on the God of Israel, the God of the church. And so when our founding fathers came to this land, we know that there was a complete dependence upon the mercy of God. They wanted to break away from Mother England because they were not going to worship the way that they were told to worship. They wanted to be free to worship as they wanted. And the whole experience of this trial in freedom, has flourished to a point that we have completely gone back on our founding fathers' ways, on the Constitution, on the Declaration of Independence. We are becoming a socialistic country under Prince King Obama, a country that stood for freedom. Freedom as a gift from God, you see. Freedom, for if the Lord sets you free indeed, if the Son sets you free, the Scripture says, then you're free indeed. Freedom is a gift from God. And you see, our freedoms are being taken away one at a time. Our freedoms are being taken away one at a time. You go to the airport and you see that our freedoms are being taken away. People say it's for your good. Well, maybe it is, but our freedoms are being taken away. I also want to tell you that I know that because as people stand by the abortion mill, you can only get so close because our freedoms are being taken away. Yet, the Supreme Court the other day made a ruling that these bigoted Baptists, and it's only one church, that go to soldiers' funerals saying, God hates you, the United States hates you, God hates the United States, these people that have fought and shed their blood for our country, that they can picket. And they can have these ungodly signs, while mothers and fathers and wives and husbands are burying their beloved. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. The way that this country is going, I want you to know, it's not the country that I was born in. It is a different country, and I'm going to tell you, it's because we have left the God of Israel, the God of the church, because we have turned our back upon the Lord Jesus Christ, because we have said to God, in God we trust on our money, everybody else pays cash. In God we trust, but in reality we trust not in God. But you see, I'm going to tell you, this great nation was so blessed by God because it was a nation of freedom, but no more, no more. It is a nation of lack of freedom. It is a nation that completely taxes us to the nth degree. Eventually, they will take away the tax-free number from the churches. They will. You will see that. This great country, which was found under God, has moved from God, that we cannot even talk of the God of Israel, the God of the church in schools. But yet, the Islamic people can say their prayers in school. Now, I want to ask you, if there is a separation of church and state, why is that possible? Why is that possible? You see, if you cannot have it both ways. This was a country of freedom and a country of laws. Yeah, a country of laws. And I know, you know, we've had all these people come over the borders. And I know many of the bishops have said, let them come and let them stay. You know what I say to the bishops? Listen, does the church have laws? Does the church have laws? Doesn't the church say that if a person is divorced and remarried, they can't come to the church? Well, let's just break that law. Let's say anybody can come. If the church has laws, the nation has laws. This is a nation of laws. And you see, the church can say whatever it wants about letting the people into the borders, but you want to know what? They're breaking the law. So shall we break the law of the church? You see, you can't have it both ways. You keep our laws, but we will break the law of the nation. You cannot have it both ways. You cannot have it both ways. Bishops cannot have it both ways. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. Well, what if I have a Protestant minister and I'm going to say he's going to celebrate Mass with me and can't celebrate? I don't have the right to do that because the church says I can't. It has a law. I cannot break that law. So if I cannot break the law of the church, I cannot break the law of the land. You can't have it both ways. You see, even the church has become politically correct. Look what we do. Look what we do. Today, in Brookline, they will be killing children. Now, where is the church? There'll be a few old ladies out there. Thank God for these few old ladies. Thank God for these people. Thank God that they're out there. Yesterday, a baby was saved and a woman was saved because some people were there. Where's the archbishop? Where are the priests? You know? Who even talks about it anymore? When it came to the embryonic stem cell research, you want to know what? The church came out at the last moment. It didn't want to say anything. Homosexual marriage, the same thing. Homosexual marriage. Today, I opened the paper, the Herald today, and then we have two men who are into designing clothes. They're fiancés. They're going to get married. Going to get married and where? I don't think going to have children because I don't think they can. But, you know, this is not what our founding fathers gave us. This is not what our founding fathers gave us. This is not the liberty that our fathers gave us. This is a trampling on the liberty. When a nation turns and legalizes homosexuality, I want to tell you that nation is over. That nation is over. There is only one way, and I'm going to tell you the only way back, and it's from Hosea 14. Return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto the Lord, take away all our sins. Receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our lips. There is only one way back, and it's repentance. Return unto the Lord thy God. United States, you have fallen by your iniquity. Church, you have fallen by your iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto the Lord, take away all our sins. Receive us graciously, so will we render the sacrifice of our lips. You see, God is no fool. If you see the weather that we're having in Boston, okay, you say, this is terrible. It's July 2nd. Yeah. This is the judgment. This is the judgment. It's part of the judgment. If the church doesn't respond to what's happening in the world, the weather will. Watch the weather patterns. The weather will. What is this weather saying? Keep on doing embryonic stem cell research. Come on. Keep on aborting babies. Come on. Keep on having homosexual marriages in Boston and Massachusetts. Come on. This is October weather. This is global cooling. Come on. If we do not repent, I'm going to tell you, Okinawa to the summer. Okinawa, you know, goodbye. I know it's sayonara. But you see, no one talks like that. They say, you know what? Yeah, that's so foolish. No, it's not foolish at all. I want to tell you, Massachusetts is on a fault line. And that fault can open up. And you want to know what would happen? Only God knows. I don't know what spares us. Only the mercy of God. That the church, as well as the state, is absolutely silent. As I say in Italian, the dialect, mangana parola, the church, mangana parola. Not a word is spoken. Not a word. But yet Hosea gives us the answer. You want our country to become great again? It begins with the church. Return unto the Lord. Return unto the Lord, not to your money, and not to your bank accounts, not to your giving priests that are sick $200 a month. Return unto the Lord. Not unto your joining the Commonwealth Care. Return unto the Lord your God, for you have fallen by your sins. The church, me, you, us, return, return. Turn away from your sins and believe the gospel. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto the Lord, take away all our iniquity, all our sins, and receive us graciously. So will we render the sacrifice of our lips. But my people would not return, Jeremiah says. They turned away from the fountain of living water, and they made for themselves leaky cisterns. My people turned away from the fountain of living water and made for themselves leaky cisterns. Well, I'll tell you, God will give us what we want. I told you, we have Prince King Obama because our sins merit this man. Believe me, our sins merit this man. Our sins. And it all begins with God's people. If my people that are called by my name would humble themselves, my people would repent of their sins. Not the world, but my people. Not Planned Parenthood, but the Church of Jesus Christ, Catholic, Protestant, and Orthodox. That we need to take the log out of our own eye before we take the speck out of someone else's eye. For there is a log in each of our eyes. And the Lord says, turn away from your sins. And I will take you back. But you see, the first prerequisite is you've got to realize you've sinned. You've got to realize you've sinned. And let me tell you what sin is. Sin is a breaking of the covenant, the relationship that God has with us through the blood of the cross. Sin is a breaking of the covenant. It is not only wrongdoing, it is a breaking of the blood covenant that God has with his people through the blood of Jesus. But my people would turn away from the fountain of living water and build for themselves leaky cisterns. When are we going to learn that God is constantly not only watching us, but what we sow is what we reap? This is not the country that I was born into. And shall I say, this is not the church that I was baptized into. It is not the church that I was baptized into. I was not one of those children that went to parochial school, but I was taught the things of God. I was taught about love for the Blessed Sacrament. I was taught about love for people. I was taught about opening my heart to the underdog. I was taught about giving my life to Jesus. I was taught that even in the fifth and sixth grade, that maybe I would be called to be a martyr. Fifth and sixth grade. That's in the 50s now. There'll be 1958, 57. Today, our children don't come to church. Our children don't know Jesus from Mickey Mouse. As a matter of fact, they know Mickey much more because they go to Disney World and they have a pilgrimage there. But yet their parents keep them from the sacrament of our Lord Jesus Christ at Mass. You see, we have fallen away. We have fallen away. Our Catholic people, most of them when they're getting married, they're living with each other. They are cohabiting. Try before you buy, you know? And mangana parola, not a word, not a word. Every day they're killing 20, 30 children in Planned Parenthood. Mangana parola, not a word. We have legalized gay marriage. Mangana parola, not a word. Embryonic stem cell research is at work. Travellini is getting rich. Mangana parola. You see, repentance begins with the Church of God, not with the nation. With those who say, I belong to Jesus, and I belong. I'm talking to all churches now. I'm not only talking about my church. All churches. Because God does not look upon the unbeliever and judge the world. He looks upon the church. Because we're supposed to be light and salt. But you see, who calls us to repentance? Who calls us to fast? Who calls us to get on our faces? Who calls us like Hosea, return unto the Lord your God with words? That these words will be like a sacrifice from your lips. That they're not only words, but they're words that have a broken heart. A contrite spirit, O Lord, you will not spurn. Yes, we are about to experience the 4th of July, and our freedoms are being taken away from us. Our freedoms are being taken away from us. Even in the translation of the lectionary, some of the translations of the Bible are not what the Bible says because the bishops wanted to be politically correct with women. Just last week in the Feast of John the Baptist, that the role of the Baptist was to bring the children back to their fathers and the fathers back to their children. That's not what the Word of God said from the lectionary. They change the whole thing. Like when you start changing the Word of God, I'm going to tell you, you're in trouble. You're in deep trouble. I don't care if it's the bishop, the pope, or me. You can't change the Word of God to make it say what you want it to say to be politically correct. But you see, we just want to please everybody. But you see, unless we please God, we are in deep trouble in this nation. Unless we please God, we are in deep trouble in this church, your church, our church, the churches. It is not pleasing everybody else. It is pleasing God, pleasing Jesus. And yet I'm going to tell you, the document that they wrote in Vatican II on the church is called Lumen Gentium. It means the light of the nations. I want to tell you, our electricity is going out, at least in the West. Not so. Not so in Africa. Not so. Not so in many third world countries. But in the West, our light is going out. Lumen Gentium, the light of the nations. That's what the church is called to be. Not a compromising group of bishops, priests, people. We are called to be light. And we have sinned. And the Lord is ready to take us back. Come with words. Come and know that you've sinned. Come unto me, all of you who labor and find life weary and burdensome, and I will refresh you. Come to me. I will never reject you. I love you. Come to me. Come and tell me how you've sinned, and I will forgive you. Come with words of repentance, but with deeds that follow, as John the Baptist said. Come, and I will not forsake you. And I will renew the covenant I made with you. Come to me. Do not walk, but run to me. Because I want to give you grace. I want to give you mercy. I want to give you peace. I want you to be light again. But my people would not heed my voice, Jeremiah says. They turned from the fountain of living water. And they built for themselves leaky cisterns. My Lord, it is time to return to the Lord. With words. Words that have a life behind them. It is time to turn to the Lord. Church and nation, it is time, lest the West be overrun by the Islamic people. And it will be. Why? Because my people would not listen to me. I said, be fruitful and multiply. And you practice birth control and had abortions. My first commandment was, be fruitful and multiply. And you practiced birth control and had abortions. This is happening in the church. This is happening in God's people. It is time to repent, to ask for mercy. And mercy will be granted. Have mercy on us, O Lord, for we have sinned. Blot out our offense. O Lord, your face we seek. Hide not your face from us. We have sinned. I have sinned. We have fallen short of the glory. I have fallen short of the glory. Have mercy on us, on our church, on our nation, on me. That again life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness would reign in the United States. We deserve King Obama. We better repent before it gets any worse. Let me just tell you this. Tonight at the Holy Rosary, we begin revival at 7:30. I will be doing the 7 o'clock Mass. I will not preach, but I will be doing the 7 o'clock Mass if you'd like to come. 7:30, we begin revival. We're going to be praising God, and you're really welcome to come as we worship the King of Glory, you know, as we turn our faces toward the light and away from the darkness, as we repent, because there is no revival without repentance. So tonight at the Holy Rosary, we begin revival. You're welcome to come. Holy Rosary is in Winthrop. It's 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop. Also want to say we do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. And the mailing address is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And may I also say this. Raindrops might be falling on your head, but Jimmy, the roofer, is available. We're getting calls, and you know what? He's the best. You dial 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210 if you want the raindrops to stop. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, for thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. And freedom has a cost. It is called responsibility. Freedom has a cost. It is called responsibility. Do you understand what I'm saying? You cannot have freedom without responsibility. That's what we have in the West now. Freedom without responsibility is chaos. That's why we have King Obama taking away our rights. Repent! God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.